Blog Talk Radio.
Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. It's time to receive your weekly infusion of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. I am your host, Shania Marie Adams, affectionately known as Coach Adams, Master Motivator and your resident empowerment coach. I coach and you win. Our focus on Motivational Mondays is to equip and empower you in the process of closing the gap from where you are to where you desire to grow. Each week, we come together to engage on life's highway, where I truly believe we are on a divine journey in which God is the light illuminating our path, guiding and directing each and every step along the way. We sincerely value your participation, our global listening audience, and we genuinely appreciate you tuning in for this time of empowerment coined as Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, hashtag I'm for you. We don't take your time lightly or for granted, but rather we are eternally grateful to have this opportunity to sow into your life on your journey of purpose to fulfill your destiny. Here on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, our programming is designed based on two formats of empowerment that we bring you faithfully each and every week. The blending of our in-studio guests sharing their testimonies and or their areas of expertise and our Shape Up series. Our Shape Up series has been designed to support you on your journey to win personally and professionally so that you may be more equipped to work it now. Work your vision, achieve your goals, and ultimately living out your dreams. Wow, each week of Motivational Mondays is truly rich and empowering. However, I must admit, Coach Adams is, of course, biased, but you can check it out for yourself. If you have missed any of our past show episodes, archives of previous broadcasts, and the richness of what is shared each week are always available online at www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmediaforyou. Again, www.blogtalkradio.com/inspiredmedia, the number four, the letter U. Each week of our Motivational Mondays installments, again, are truly insightful from my point of view, and I would love for you to share at a greater level and dynamic of what is available as it relates to this powerful resource for you. Allow me, Coach Adams, to set up the framework of today's program. I will share with you for about 40 minutes into our broadcast around today's subject, and then we will open our programming up for audience participation, which we absolutely love and we welcome and we invite. So at the appropriate time, we want you to know that we welcome your questions and your comments around today's subject. This, of course, lends to an interactive environment. As I mentioned earlier, we truly do love it. We encourage it from you, our global listening audience. And we hope that at the appropriate time, you would, without question, chime right on in. On today's installment of Motivational Monday, it's time to shape up and win. I hope that you, figuratively speaking, have your barbells ready and you are ready to increase your muscle mass and capacity as it relates to your vision, as it relates to achieving your goals, as it relates to living out your dreams. Before we jump into today's topic, we ask that you take a quick moment to invite someone to today's broadcast. Send an email, send a quick fax, write on someone's Facebook wall, send a tweet, a text, a DM, a message in a bottle, a carrier pigeon, woo! Do whatever you need to do to invite someone to join you for today's broadcast. We extend our heartfelt gracious thanks in advance for your support with expanding our outreach. I truly trust that you didn't just come to today's programming empty-handed. I hope that you have your pens, your notepads, your tablets, your iPads, your smartphones, your laptops, your desktops, whatever you need to take the appropriate notes around today's installment of Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, because we are talking about decisions, choices, and discipline. Decisions, choices, and discipline. This is a subject that I often love to dive into and take a look at from different points of view. And a number of installments ago, we did in fact speak very clearly about making a decision. And many struggle with this mere process of being able to make a decision. And they feel like, okay, if I don't make a decision, I'm good, because I haven't done anything either way. And we established in several episodes previously that when you don't make a decision is in fact made regardless. So either you participate in that process of making a decision, or you stay sitting on the fence, double-minded. My desire for each and every one of you is that even if you make a bad decision, that you make a decision. And I want us to be reminded about this process of making a decision as we move into this next layer of decisions, choices, and discipline as it relates to you birthing your vision. You know that Coach Adams' heart for you, our global listening audience, is that you would come and tune in from week to week and you get greater tools in your toolbox so that you're feeling more empowered, more equipped, encouraged, inspired, provoked to move forward in your assignment, in your vision. You know, I often like to share stories that I encounter along the way. And it was so interesting because I was having a conversation with someone and they were trying to determine what is it that they should do in this season of their life. And so often that is a conversation as a coach that I have. And because of my journey, it is definitely a soft spot in my heart for others in that you find what you've been created to do. And so this individual was saying, you know, I've had this tough year. I don't really know where to go with all of this information. And I'm struggling with what is it that I'm supposed to be doing. I keep trying various things and it's not quite coming together. And, you know, as they were sharing and being so transparent with me, Coach Adams, wow, I've got to tell you, I could truly relate. And I could relate because my journey in real estate, getting out of real estate, transitioning, and you know, now where I am today was definitely quite a process. And I understand how you're trying to make something work, but it's not quite lining up. It's not quite connecting. You're not feeling like you found your spot. You know, I often share that when I was in real estate, I was, and I liken this to this illustration of being a square peg trying to fit into a round hole. That square peg, as you've often heard me reference for those that are regular listeners, for those that are tuning in for the first time, you may be hearing this illustration for the first time, but that square peg will not fit into that round hole. No matter how much you fight to force it and you try to press it, all you're doing is creating friction. And you're creating friction. Why? Because that square peg was not designed for that round hole. It is when you find that round peg, square peg and a round hole, when you find that round peg, and you now position and align it with that round hole, it is now, quote unquote, in the place that it was designed for. There is a right fit. And some would say that little peg has now found itself in the zone, in that very place of where it was created for. There's no resistance. It slides perfectly into that space. And so I want to share with you, as I'm making this connection with the individual that I was having this dialogue with and this coaching moment, is that they were struggling with, okay, where do I go? And what I heard them saying is, I'm struggling with making a decision. How do I make a decision? Either way, I don't want to be on the fence. I don't want to be in this gray zone. I don't want to be in this zone that nothing is happening, nothing's moving. I'm just kind of existing. I'm kind of here. It's not really working. And that brings us to what we are connecting with today, this process of decisions, choices, and discipline, and how all of this relates. Because you're not the only one that may be struggling with, where do I go from here? I shared with this individual. Others struggle with that same thing. And many of us, we allow fear to prevent us from making a decision. And this person, at the close of this dialogue, this conversation, this coaching opportunity, they said, you know what? I have to make a decision. And I know where that's leaning, but it was fear and uncertainty and all of these things that would have me not to make a decision. When a decision is made, simply put, a decision is drawing a conclusion. We're going to keep it simple today because I want you to get the slight variation between decisions, choices, how it connects and relates with discipline for the mere purpose of you moving to the next level in your vision, seeing your goals being achieved, and living out your dream. Life is too short. Life is too short for you to simply exist. There should be a vibrancy. You should live life with vigor and fire and passion. And as you know, that is my heart, that you would fuel your passion moment by moment, day by day, step by step, week by week, month by month, for however long the time is that you have here on this planet. That dash between your birth date and your day of transitioning on, that you would live life that is fulfilled, it is abundant, because you are making an impact. Your life was designed to make an impact, And so often, so many of us, our lives are not making an impact. Why? Because we're afraid to make decisions. We don't want to make decisions. We feel like if I don't make a decision, I'm in the safe zone. I don't want to have to draw a conclusion around these circumstances. You know, one of the things I like to use the illustration of boxing, being in a boxing ring. So you have two boxers in this boxing ring. And I want you to get this picture as we're sharing today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. I want you to get this picture of these two boxers in the ring. And these two boxers are in the ring. Ooh, they've been going at it. And now a decision has to be made, who is the champion? A decision has to be made around these two boxers. Why? Because there wasn't a knockout. There wasn't a technical knockout. So the judges have to, in being able to award a winner of this fight, they have to deliberate. They have to draw some conclusions and make a decision based on the most rounds that were won and or the most points that were gained. And so when you're struggling with making a decision on life's highway, you simply have to, quote unquote, weigh the pros and the cons. Draw a conclusion based on those pros and cons and make a determination, which in essence, from that conclusion, you've made a decision. Whatever the circumstance is that you're facing today in this very moment, on this Motivational Monday, it's simple. One, you have to participate on your journey. If you don't make a decision, life will make decisions for you. And I would much rather, personally, and I'm sure you would as well, I would much rather make a decision and it, quote unquote, be not such a good decision, but I can own it and say, you know what, but I made that decision versus circumstance, being faced with circumstances that I'm now having to live with because I was afraid to make a decision, and now I'm quote unquote dealing with crappy circumstances because I allowed myself to be paralyzed and I got stuck in this place of fear. And I didn't want to take a risk. I didn't want to be stretched out of my comfort zone and draw a conclusion and make a decision. So wherever you are today listening in, I want you to know that the first thing that we have to do on life's highway with wherever we are as it relates to that vision, you have to make a decision. You have to draw a conclusion like the judges are making to award that fight. You have to draw a conclusion based on the most, quote-unquote, points, the most rounds, meaning you have to look at the pros and the cons with that vision you're faced with, that dream you're faced with, those goals you are faced with, that relationship you are faced with, those circumstances you are faced with, whatever that may be, whatever name you want to put on it, bottom line, you cannot run, you cannot duck and dive and hide from making decisions in life. Now, once that decision is made, and I want you to know, I want to hear from you. So I trust that when we open the lines up, you have a comment or a question around what we're talking about, decisions, choices, and discipline. And we haven't even gotten to the other two on this leg of our journey of shaping up to win today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for You. We still have some things to accomplish on our journey before we can even get to that place, but I want you to know that you have to participate in life on your journey. This participation is that despite the circumstances that I may be faced with, I cannot be afraid to draw a conclusion, come to a place of resolve after much consideration. And that is key, that when I'm making a decision, I'm not just making a decision haphazardly. I am processing. I am deliberating. I am drawing a conclusion. That's just exactly what the judges for that fighting, that boxing match, they're doing. They are deliberating, drawing a conclusion. And once we learn to make a decision, decisions become easier for us to do through that habit of just making a decision. So you made the decision concerning your vision related to your goals. And in some cases, for many of you, it may be that you need to make the decision to believe that you can actually do it. Because so often I have found on my personal journey and just those I've worked with in my coaching practice and have had conversations with and encountered and interacted with, that so often our visions are greater than us. And that's the difficulty, saying, okay, I believe it. I believe that I am able to accomplish this. It's so big. It's so huge. You know, when an author becomes an author for the first time, it's huge taking on that role of author. They don't have a framework for that, but they make the decision to say, I have a book project in me. That individual who desires to be an actor, desires to be a singer, desires to start the business, desires to bring forth that invention, whatever it may be, a decision has to be made around this situation that you are now presented with. We're calling those situations our vision. We're calling those situations goals or dreams. But ultimately, it's those circumstances that you're struggling with, you're fighting with figuring out, how can I do this? You make a decision by drawing a conclusion, by weighing the pros and the cons. And once you've done that, basically you're saying it's doable. I'm making a calculated risk here, and I can see that it's doable. May not be doable in my own power and might, but I can see that there are some things that I have that I can deposit into this, and now I'm going to move forward. So the decision is made. A conclusion is drawn. I'm going to move forward. After much consideration, as I like to say, much deliberation, weighing the pros and cons. But we're not just talking about making a decision. We're not just talking about decisions today. We're talking about, how does my decision connect with choices? And then we're going to bring a greater fullness on how does that relate to discipline. Woo! The big D word. We're going to get to that in just a moment. So I'm trusting that you are clear on this process of decision. And if not at the appropriate time, feel free to press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, to ask a question, get clarity, make a comment. So know that I'm welcoming that at this time. We're going to open our lines up so that at any stage, you're welcome to engage and interact with us. All righty? All righty. So let's continue forward. So you make that decision. Now, choices is, some would say, well, Coach Adams, a choice and a decision, there's not much difference. You make a decision, you make a choice, what's the difference? See, what I am finding is that decision is that process of embracing to this place of belief based on the conclusions that have been drawn from weighing the pros and the cons, the deliberation. But the choice beyond the decision, because I can say, for example, in a relationship, I like you and make the choice to love you. I like you, making the decision, I like you, and moving into that realm of love, but that choice to marry you is a whole different level. Do you get that? I know all of us can relate to a relationship at some level or another. So I can make the decision to date you and say, I like you, grow into love with you, but that free will, a choice to act out, and that's what we're talking about with choice. Choice is that acting out based on that selection. I'm now electing to walk this thing out. So decision is, quote unquote, my belief based on the conclusions that have been drawn, based on weighing the pros and cons, the deliberation. My choice is now how my free will walks this out on that selection. So the decision, I'm weighing the pros and cons, I'm deliberating, and now the choice is based on that decision, that choice, I'm now walking it out. Ooh, I hope you really get that. I hope you see it. Slight variation, slight difference. But I feel like for many of us, if we don't get that slight little shifting, we're making decisions, but absolutely nothing is happening. And nothing is happening because I have not moved on that decision. I have not converted on that decision. I have not made the choice to convert. I have not made the choice to elect to walk it out. We're going to pause there. We have a caller, and I love that you're interacting now. This is awesome. I want to hear from you. Area code 503. Last 4 digits, 0688. You are live on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams. Thank you for tuning in today.
I'm wondering if your concept has a lot to do with the problem-solving model. And I hear you saying weighing the pros and cons and making a decision based upon the outcomes of whatever that is. And I'm wondering if we're stuck determining really what the pros and cons are, where do we go from there?
Ooh, that's a great question. I thank you for bringing that to today's broadcast. You know, we can't escape weighing the pros and cons because in any situation, I have found that there are different choices that can be made. You know, when you are looking at making a decision, oftentimes that conclusion or that resolution is drawn after you're considering and weighing, quote unquote, the pros and cons, or you're weighing the two situations. Like, for example, if someone is dating two people, I'm just going to use a relationship because I know many of us can relate to a relationship. So you're dating two different people, and you're trying to determine who is the better match, the better fit for me. So you start looking at, okay, what are the pluses that this person has? Or what are the pluses that this situation has? What are the pluses that, on the other side, this person has or this situation? What are, quote-unquote, the negatives? What are, quote-unquote, the not-so-favorable on the other side? So when you're doing that now through this process, and we have to literally just take the time and process through and evaluate the situations now, because I've taken the time to evaluate, I can now draw a conclusion based on that quote-unquote data, based on that information, and now I can make a decision. Should I marry this one or this one? If we're using a relationship as an example. I hope that helps to crystallize it for you.
It does. Thank you.
You are so very welcome, and thank you again for tuning in. I'm going to ask that you press 1 on your telephone keypad to remove yourself from the host queue. Press 1. That way, if you have another question as we're continuing in our journey, then I'll know that it's a new question. And I thank you for interacting today. And I do want to remind our Global Listening audience that this is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue to ask a question or make a comment around today's broadcast. If you are listening in from your electronic device, being your laptop, your desktop, iPad, tablet, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 514-533-9374, 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. We're getting into shape today on Motivational Mondays with Coach Adams, presented by Inspired Media for you. I don't want you to be scared. I want you to get what you need so that you can be empowered to move to the next level. So at any stage, if you have a question or a comment, simply press 1 on your telephone keypad. We're talking about this process of decisions, choices, and discipline. We've discussed significantly this process of making a decision. And simply put, we said that this process of making a decision is drawing a conclusion. Drawing a conclusion based on different evidence. I use the analogy of a boxer and the judges having to award the fight to one or the other. And they have to deliberate. They have to draw a conclusion. They have to reach a resolution based on the individual who, one, got the most points, or two, won the most rounds, because it wasn't cut and dry in that it wasn't a knockout and it wasn't a technical knockout. So they had to really evaluate. So we're saying that this process of making a decision, as we just discussed with our caller, is that it is this process of drawing a conclusion, weighing, as I say, the pros and the cons. You've heard that term before. It's not a new term. Weighing the positives versus the not-so-positives, the pluses versus the minuses, what's favorable versus what isn't favorable. and you draw a conclusion around that. And now you're in the position you can make a decision. You now made the decision, drew the conclusion around the information, that data process of collecting and evaluating the data. And you said, okay, I've made this decision. When we make that decision, in essence, we're saying, I believe this. Based on all of the deliberation, whatever that may be, I believe this. The illustration that I gave, you know, you're dating two people, you're gathering data, you're trying to determine which is a better fit for me. And when you do that, now you can say, ah, this person is the one. So we're using that as an illustration to really get to the root of decisions, choices, and discipline. So now that we understand that clear distinction around making a decision is not enough. Because many of us will say, I've decided I want to be a millionaire. I've decided that. I want to be a millionaire. I've decided I want to purchase a home, or I've decided I want to do this, or I've decided I want to do that. But we've said that moving beyond making that decision and drawing that conclusion, we have to now, based on the selection, based on the decision that I made, this next layer, this next level is in my choices. My choices are reflective of my actions. So this process of choice, it's an action word. It's moving us to another level, because when a choice has been determined, that choice now moves us to an election per se. I elect to walk this out. I elect that you are the person, but I have to now move in the direction of it. You're, in essence, putting feet to that decision, putting feet to the decision, and you're moving based on that choice, based on that selection. I trust that you're really connecting and you're really getting the fullness of the picture that I'm efforting to paint today, because I want to make sure that you get this, that you really understand this. I have people struggle on a regular basis in my coaching practice, and they're like, Coach, I've made a decision, but I'm not seeing the manifestation. I'm not getting the results that I want. And that's because that decision alone is not enough. We have to move to the next level, and that moving to the next level is making some choices based on that decision, based on what I have selected. I now have to begin to walk it out. How do I walk it out? I walk it out each day through this process of discipline. Wow. You know, so often I hear motivational speakers, or I hear individuals who have gained great success. The unified thread that they often, when someone asks, you know, how did you gain your level of success, is they let you know, I had to be disciplined. So just having the desire alone is not going to get you there. You have to grow in the habit of being disciplined. Making the decision alone is not enough. See, when I make that decision is saying, and we talked about this a couple of episodes ago, that decision, when I make that decision, I'm burning the bridge to other options. I'm burning the bridge to other options. The illustration that I used, for example, in that relation scenario, when you're dating two people and you haven't made that choice to move to the next level, may it be marriage with that other person, you first have to deliberate. You first have to make the decision, is this the right person for me? And once that decision is made and you say it's A versus B, I take door number one versus door number two, you burn the bridge to any other options. And now when you say door number one, you make the choice to move in the direction of door number one. Because now that is the selection. Door number one is the selection. And now you elect to walk out, walk in the direction of, walk in the direction of those possibilities. You move according to the decision that has been made, move according to what has been decided based on that decision, and you take the action. The choice is that course of action based on what you've decided. Do you get that? Wow. This for me, maybe it's just me. When I really got that there's this slight variance between decisions and choices, and then the next level of conversion is discipline. We're going to talk about discipline. But I want to share with you, and I want to thank you, our global listening audience, for tuning in to Motivational Mondays with Coach Adam, presented by Inspire Media for You. As we are getting into Shape to Win today, I want you to know that this is the time in our program when we invite you, our global listening audience, to share in the discussion. I would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Are you getting anything from what's being shared? Is it empowering for you to move forward? Is it making sense? Are you connecting with it? I love bringing things that are value-added. I wouldn't want for anyone to give one full hour, 60 minutes of your life, and you don't have anything that you can take away with you from that time that has been invested. So I would love to hear from you. Press 1 on your telephone keypad. Add yourself to the host queue. If you're sitting in front of your electronic device, you do need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Again, press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Don't be scared. This is a safe place for you to be empowered. This is a safe place for you to get what you need to be more equipped on your journey. Decisions, choices, discipline. Let's talk about discipline. My mentors have come up with what I believe is a good definition that truly one can see, that simply put, discipline is delaying one's gratification. I can see that, delaying your gratification. You know, when an athlete has to prepare for the race, for example, they make the decision to delay their gratification. They know when I'm in training, I can't eat all of what I may eat when I'm off season. I can't do all of what I would like to do when I'm off season. Why? I have to stay focused. I have to discipline myself. And anyone that has achieved great success, one of the top things that they would tell you that they had to grow in, they had to grow in discipline. Growing in discipline based on the decisions that have been made and the choices that you have selected based on those decisions and the deliberation of conclusions that you have drawn as it relates to your vision, as it relates to your goals, as it relates to living out your dreams. And so you cannot fulfill your vision, you cannot live your goals and your dreams, achieve your goals and live your dreams if you do not grow in this habit of being disciplined. And then habit of being disciplined. It's different for each of us. Why? Because depending on that area that you're making a shift in, one, it's a stretch out of your comfort zone. You know, it's comfortable to, for example, I'll use me as an illustration. It's comfortable for me to eat in the way that I've grown accustomed to eating all of my life. But when I make a shift and I'm more focused and disciplined on eating more healthy and greater wholeness and well, from a well point of view, it takes great effort. I have to now make a shift. And for many of us, we have to make a shift. There's certain things that you may have to say no to. Many episodes ago, we did a very cute little show around the power of no. Many of us struggle and we're not achieving our goals because it's difficult for us to say no. And this is something that is key as it relates to discipline, because you may have to tell people around you, no, I'm clear on my trajectory. I'm clear, I'm focused on my vision. I'm clear, I'm focused on my goals. And I have to stay disciplined in that direction to achieve it. You know, think of all of the schooling that a doctor, for example, goes through. Now, I imagine if you had to make a decision and make that choice associated with a doctor that you would want, you would not want a doctor that barely got by in school, that had not grown in the process of being disciplined. You would want someone that was at the top of their class. Do know that that individual had to delay their gratification. As it relates to you being able to crystallize your vision, achieve your goals, and live out your dreams, you are going to have to be disciplined. You're going to have to delay your gratification along the way. You're going to have to learn how to say no to those things that do not align with your vision. You know, one of the things that I teach on is time management. And when you understand the significance of the four time management quadrants as that relates to and how that relates to the time that we have, you know, of course, it's not rocket science that we have 24 hours in a day. That's not rocket science. We all know that. But how that 24 hours breaks down, and what do I do with that time? Because many of us set ourselves up because we're not disciplined and or we don't look at our time in the way that we need to look at our time. And we grow frustrated. We become frustrated because we're not achieving our goals and we don't understand why. Why am I not achieving my goals? Well, we're not growing in being disciplined. We have not made the right decisions, and we're not acting on those choices that we have made. So I want you to know today that you have to make a decision, and then you must choose. That's the choice. You must choose to implement and be disciplined. That implementation is that process of action. Remember we talked about that choice you have to act upon. And this is key, that all of this connects us back with our free will. And that's where we get stuck, our ability to move. And it's our free will. We're like, no, I don't want to do it, but I want the result. You can't say, I don't want to do it, but I want the result. In order to get into shape, I have to go into the gym. I can't just go in the gym. I have to now engage. So the decision just to go to the gym is not sufficient. I can't just decide to go to the gym. I have to make a choice to engage actively with the equipment. And I have to do that through discipline. Does that make sense? Oh my gosh, this is so rich for me. I'm getting this at a whole nother level as I'm sharing it with you. I'm seeing it at a greater dimension. So I want to just remind you, we have a few moments left into today's podcast, and I want you to know that this is the time in our programming when we invite you to share in the discussion. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. If you are on your electronic device, you need to dial in. The dial-in number is 516-453-9374. 516-453-9374. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. I want to share with you that if you are all not already connected socially, we have a Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. I share that with you as I'm going to give you a recap in just a moment, that I want you to know that we have this platform for you to continue to engage, ask questions, interact. Maybe there's a show thought that you would like to see brought to the broadcast. Maybe, just maybe, you have a guest that you feel others would benefit from their story or their area of expertise so that all of us can work it now. What are we working? We are working our vision. We are achieving our goals and ultimately living out our dreams. So it's the Facebook. It's literally Motivational Mondays forum. You can go there socially. If you're not already a part of my network, I want you to know that I would love to add you to my database. Currently, my website is under construction. Woohoo! I'm so excited that we're doing a whole redesign with the Coach Adams website. But if you want to be added to my database, you can send an email to admin@coachadams.com, admin@coachadams.com. In this season of transition, while we are redesigning and refreshing the coachadams.com website. Oh my goodness, on our next episode of Motivational Mondays, we have, and this is the thing here on Motivational Mondays, I've been so fortunate to truly have on a regular basis a lineup of true all-stars sharing with us in the virtual boardroom. On the 31st, we had Mr. Meredith Pope share with us. We asked the CPA, and it was powerful, the questions that he answered for us. If you missed it, you can go back to the archives for our July 31st installment. Earlier in the month of July, we had Oriana Van Griffin, the Balancing Act. How to balance all that you have been given was powerful. Of course, in the midst of all that, we have our Shape Up and Win. We talk about things like iron sharpening iron in the month of July. We talk about dream big in the month of July, the power of making a decision. That was on our July 24th installment. Why do I share all of that with you? Because next week, joining us, August 14th, we've gotten out of July, we're in August, and we're bringing it home strong in August. We are talking about with Yolanda Williams, who is a pastor and a coach that I know so well, beautiful spirit and light. You're not invisible. You're not invisible. You do not want to miss next week's installment of You're Not Invisible. I'm excited. I will have my pad and pen handy. I am telling you to soak in the richness that will be shared from our all-star joining us on next week. And as you know, it is our desire to, from week to week, bring you rich and empowering programming. We trust that we've done that. As we prepare to close out today's installment and do a summary wrap-up, you have about 4 minutes. We'd love to hear from you. What are you taking away? Are you taking anything away Don't be shy. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue, 1 on your telephone keypad. You have just a few moments to engage and interact with us. But as we give a summary of what we've talked about today, we've had a rich and empowering this time around taking decisions to another level. Decisions, choices, and discipline. How do they all relate? Okay, so I hope you really heard what I said when I shared this with you, this thought to ponder, that you must make a decision. You have to make a decision. That is the starting point for everything. When you're presented on the journey of life, you're at the starting block, like a runner, you know, ready for the race. The first thing is you must make a decision. And then when you make that decision now moves you to this choice to implement. So making a decision that I want to be successful is not enough. People make decisions every day and nothing happens. There is no conversion. And that's what I want you to hear. That's why you hear my fire and passion, because so many are frustrated. They've made the decision, but there is no conversion. What is that converting point? The ability to make the decision is the first thing. You must make a decision. And then the next step beyond making the decision is you must now choose. It's a choice. Your free will to implement, to move out on what you've made a decision around, what you have now selected based on that conclusion that has been drawn. You must now choose to implement. And that's the missing link for many. We make the decision, but we don't move to the next level with that choice. We don't choose to implement. A writer can say, I've made the decision, I'm writing a book. Okay. But they have to choose to sit down through discipline and write. Do you get it? So the decision alone is not enough. I can say, I'm deciding I'm going to lose weight. But I have to make the choice to eat healthier and be more disciplined and working out and all of those various things truly if I want to get in shape. So the choice is the connecting point. It's the bridge between your decision and the discipline. Do you see that? Your choice is the bridge. Your choice to implement is the bridge from your starting point to the end result, the yield of what you will receive through discipline. Does that make sense? I trust you're getting it. You have about one more minute to ask a question. Press 1 on your telephone keypad to add yourself to the host queue. We're going to prepare to close out. If you have any additional questions or comments, again, visit our Facebook Motivational Mondays forum. If you're not already a part of the forum, simply just ask to become a member, and it's easy, breezy, simple. We will add you to that. I want to share with some and remind others that Coach Adams has a full circle of empowerment to support you on your journey to achieve greater success. We started here every Monday with Motivational Mondays right here on Inspired Media for You. Twice a year, we have our live WEN shop, our live empowerment workshop, 4 hours of power with Coach Adams. It's our Shape Up and WEN conference. So I want you to know that 4 hours of power is a powerful time of vision training, strategic planning, and coaching empowerment, you definitely can benefit from early bird registration. The next event is not until January 2018, but if you're interested and you want more information, by all means, don't hesitate to shoot us an email at admin@coachadams.com. Want you to know that every week you can tune in to receive a weekly dose of motivation and empowerment to jumpstart your week. In addition to what we've already discussed as a part of the Full Circle of Empowerment, Coach Adams has group coaching, individual coaching, so you can definitely benefit from all of that team building and can definitely come out and support you at your next event. We want you to know that we don't want you to miss again next week's installment. We thank you so much for tuning in to Motivational Monday, presented by Inspire Media for you. This is Coach Adams, one who inspires, signing off for now. I coach and you win. Thank you again so much for tuning in.